Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Thursday edition of the Daily 10. Matt back with you, your friendly podcast host who likes to talk about championships on this podcast. We are just all about championship after championship, so we'll talk more about the aftermath of Georgia winning the national championship. Plus, we will continue our Braves player profile with a certain nasty left-handed relief pitcher who has some of the biggest marbles on the planet. We'll talk about Tyler Matzik coming up in just a couple of moments. If you would, please hit the subscribe button or follow wherever it is you get your favorite podcast, and this will be waiting for you each and every day. So let's start right here. As we're now just a couple of days away from the parade that will happen in Athens down Lumpkin Street into the stadium, big championship rally, and there will be monstrous cheers and ovation for the head coach and the quarterback, and rightfully so. I was thinking about Kirby Smart and what he did and how Georgia did it. This might be a reference for you young kids that you'll have to look up, but Kirby Smart is like the modern-day Frank Sinatra. With this championship team, he did it his way, with the most important decision on his team. When today's college football is always built around the offense and the quarterback, Georgia's team, bit of a throwback. Great defense, good run game. They've had better run games, but good enough run game. And a quarterback that fit more so than a quarterback that they needed to carry them. And I thought Kirby Smart said that very eloquently when he was talking to Reese Davis on ESPN the next day about how Kirby didn't second guess himself, trusted his gut, and he said, Stetson just fits what we want to do. Now, let's be clear. Stetson was the third team quarterback at the beginning of this season when they went to camp. It was JT, and then it was Carson Beck, and then it was Stetson Bennett. But what Stetson Bennett did for Georgia is he fit what they asked him to do. Let's not make any mistake. The championship that it was just won does not make Stetson great, does not even make him upper echelon in the SEC. He's good. Stetson, he played well. He made big throws at times. He offered some mobility. He offered leadership, and all that stuff matters. That's very important. But if you want proof of what I mean, today's college football, when you get to this point and win a championship, is largely built around the quarterback. Let's compare the last three championship winners. You ready? Joe Burrow and LSU won the championship in 2019 with a 42-25 win over LSU. In that championship game, Joe Burrow went 31 for 49 for 463 yards and five touchdowns through the air. Oh, by the way, Joe Burrow rushed for another 58 yards, and he rushed for a touchdown. Six total touchdowns in LSU's championship game win. Okay, let's go to 2020. Mac Jones in Alabama in a blowout victory for the Tide over Ohio State. Mac Jones went 36 for 45 for 464 yards and five touchdowns. You see the comparisons? Burrow five TDs, Mac Jones five TDs. Burrow 463 yards passing, Mac 464. Okay, let's go to Stetson on Monday night in Georgia's championship game win. He was an efficient 17 for 26, 224 yards, two touchdowns. He made some big throws, none bigger than the one to A.D. Mitchell. He was efficient, didn't turn the ball over. That was the biggest thing he needed to do. Why? He fits what Kirby wanted for this particular team this year. Maybe next year, when Georgia has to replace a lot of this defensive talent, he needs to lean more on an offensive mindset. So maybe that's Stetson, or maybe that's another quarterback. We'll wait and see. But for Kirby Smart, he gets the last laugh on this one. So many of us were like, we think JT's better, and JT might be better, but he wasn't the better fit. That's a tip of the cap to Kirby on trusting his gut on what fit for this team. Now, I hope he doesn't apply this to other teams where the defense isn't generationally great and you need some more offense, but Stetson looked nothing like Mac Jones and nothing like Joe Burrow, and that's fine. He didn't need to be. He needed to be the fit Georgia wanted at quarterback, and it worked out perfectly. We're brought to you by The Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. If you guys want to go see my friend Sean Daly, get it, The Daily Draft. It's right there on Main Street in downtown Woodstock. I want you to go check out the Ultimate Sports Bar experience, where you'll get wall-to-wall flat screens. One of the biggest size movie screens in Metro Atlanta with a front row seat right there. They have this like booth of seats right in front of the big screen. Grab those early. You're right by the craft beer bar. You're right next to the self-serve taps. And you have the chef-inspired menu of all those great choices. Mouth-watering burgers, great soups and salads, flatbreads, wings, you name it. They have it all at the Daily Draft. It's on Main Street in downtown Woodstock. It's also online at thedailydraft.net. And I'll remind you, when you go in for lunch Monday through Friday, just say the name of my podcast, The Daily 10. They'll take 10% off your lunch order. It happens at the Daily Draft. Okay, before we get to our Braves player profile on Tyler Matzek, I was thinking about the comparisons, the comps between the Georgia championship and the Braves championship, and I love this. This made me so happy when I was going through this. Both of those teams stepped up on the biggest stage in the biggest moments, and they had some guys that you wouldn't traditionally think about having championship moments. We'll start with Georgia. Georgia scored the final 20 points of that game Monday night against Alabama. Like, there's nothing more championship-esque than running off the final 20 points, especially after you fall down in the game. You're down 18-13. You just had what could have been a crushing turnover inside your own red zone. Alabama scores, and all Georgia does is answer with three BBs from Stetson Bennett down the field that finished with the A.D. Mitchell 40-yard touchdown catch. Then after a Georgia three and out, you get that great drive where you run it, run it, run it down Bama's throat. Stetson with a little toss over a defender to Brock Bowers, who navigates 15 yards for a touchdown. And then, of course, the Keely Ringo pick six. That's championship-winning moments from young guys, all three freshmen I just gave you, A.D. Mitchell, Brock Bowers, Keely Ringo. That's beautiful. Now go to the Braves. The Braves on a championship stage. Hell, you could start in the NLCS and go to the World Series, but let's start in the ultimate part of this stage. That's game six. Jorge Soler hit a ball that still hasn't landed that turned out to be backbreaking for the Astros to give the Braves a 3-0 lead. Do you know what fans in Kansas City were doing when Jorge Soler hit that home run, going, who the hell are you? Really? Jorge was hitting about a buck 80 with, I think, 12 or 13 home runs. They went, you just won the Braves a World Series. You just won yourself a World Series MVP. Jorge Soler on the biggest stage. He stepped up in that moment, as did Max Fried, who got himself out of a first inning jam and went on to pitch six great innings, leaving it all out there against Houston. Add to it Dansby Swanson with a little extra, Freddie Freeman with a little extra, Braves bullpen extra, and you're winning a championship. I'm giving you names like Jorge Soler, Stetson Bennett, A.D. Mitchell, Keely Ringo. These are good players, but these are not Freddie Freeman and, you know, Jordan Davis, and start filling in the blanks of the stars of these teams. It takes championship-winning moments on that kind of a stage and having more of them than the opponent to close out these things. James Cook had a championship moment with that 67-yard run. Stetson Bennett had his championship moment with the throw to Mitchell. AD had the catch. He had his moment. Hell, Jalen Carter had a moment with the blocked field goal. George Pickens had a moment with that great catch, pulling a ball that was down by his knees away from the turf. Brock Bowers had his on the touchdown reception. And then for the Braves, any number of guys in that game, in that World Series, in that postseason run, from Tyler Matzek to Kyle Wright to Eddie Rosario, fill in the blanks of everybody in between. To win a championship, that stuff has got to be front and center, and it was for both Georgia and the Braves, which from these lips is a beautiful thing to say about two local teams winning a championship. Okay, so let's get to our Braves player profile. We've been giving you one of these each and every day. We're doing this because we're trying to bring the good juju into the air that baseball, and I mean both sides, the owners and the players, will come to their collective common sense and have a, you know, meeting of the minds, which they're supposed to meet today, to try to work out and hammer out some details to get a new CBA in place. So we're doing all this in you know, the efforts that we're going to have a spring training opening soon, and then a chance for the Braves to repeat as world champions. One of the key figures of that was Tyler Matzek. I could do 30 minutes on Tyler Matzek. Talk about a guy coming out of nowhere to produce the way Tyler did on the biggest stage, in the biggest moments, with a heartbeat that was so slowed down in a way that Mariano Rivera would look at and go, what are you doing? Tyler Matzek, who was out of baseball because he had the yips. Tyler Matzek, who couldn't throw a strike and was a starter pitching in the independent league, Yes, Tyler Matzek, who looked at the Dodgers lineup and went, you can't touch me. And I mean multiple times. But nothing better than what Tyler did in that game six of the NLCS with the series hanging in the balance, Braves having a two-run lead, Luke Jackson having that awful outing, and here comes Tyler to save the day, striking out the side, including Mookie Betts on three pitches. I've watched a million years of Braves baseball and a million big moments from the 90s, and now I've never seen a more clutch, bigger stage, bigger set of marbles than Tyler Matzek had on him. And I don't want to neglect what Tyler's done in the regular season because he's been good for the Braves. Tyler has been a wonderful find for what he's done in the regular season. He's pitched to a 2.5 ERA again this past season. He had some more walks than maybe you would have liked, but his stuff is nasty. He can go multiple innings. He can get right-handed hitters out. He just does a little bit of everything. I don't know what it's going to mean for 2022. There's always regression. Bullpens are volatile. Injuries are going to happen, so you just never know. But no matter what happens from this point on with Tyler Matzek, there's no more clutch performance from a bullpen arm than we might ever see. And the Braves could go on to win six more titles in the next 12 years. I can't imagine we'll see something that looks like Tyler Matzek. All right, if you guys would, go ahead and subscribe to the pod now. Follow it wherever you get your favorite podcast. It'll be waiting for you each and every day, somewhere around 10 o'clock. I'll be on the radio this afternoon in Atlanta at 2 o'clock. We're back again tomorrow for the next edition of the Daily 10.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right. You can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.